From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. In what appears to be another period of La Nina wet weather for the week ahead, the band's filled with the crashes of summer storms to celebrate the Australia Day holiday. With the rain radar showing bands of activity through the east coast of the country and massive build-up along the monsoon line progressing north through the tropics, it made the Australia Day contest trial problematical for many operators. Reading the mail, it was hard to get an idea of how propagation was contributing to the success or failure of the brave souls trying to garner contacts for the contest or just promoting the use of the AX prefix. I did note that, even on the morning of the contest, questions were being asked as to the starting time. The replies showed the confusion as to whether it is based on local time zones or reference to UTC. It seems that the interest has been created, but the extremely short lead time from announcement of event has meant that confusion has remained amongst our cohort. Hopefully, as the logs and other reports are collated, there will be sufficient data on which to call the trial a success or a better luck next time event. Around the state of Queensland, the schools are open to provide care for the children of essential workers, with full resumption of classes coming fast. With a shortened teaching calendar now, would be the time for clubs who run vacation classes on STEM and amateur radio to be preparing. This may sound premature in the circumstances, but at the moment the medical profession is starting to feel the peak of Omicron infections is about to pass, and that, combined with increasing vaccination levels amongst the community, should give radio clubs the opportunity to resume some closer to normal activities. It is notable that in other areas such as ITU Region 1 and elsewhere, the discussion is turning to how both STEM and amateur radio can be promoted and taught in ways which will engage the school-age people. The fact that our service is a bit like Janus, the Roman god, who looks both forwards and backwards, poses a dilemma which we need to consider. It is fine for we older members to buy rigs full of bells and whistles whilst venerating the real radios that glow in the dark. To the young person who has their interest tweaked, they need to be able to find incentives to join us, but which are appropriate to their experience of life. For instance, it is only 30 or so years ago when the world was still being surrounded by the amateur packet radio system running at 300 baud on HF and 1200 baud on VHF. There was a large coterie of operators who believed, and were regularly heard saying so on air, that only people who had passed the Morse code test were real amateurs. The internet is blindingly fast in comparison to the older technology, and mobile phones are no longer simply for speaking upon, but are fully featured pocket computers. How do we explain our involvement to people who don't even remember the concern about the Y2K bug? I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.